Enough was apparently enough. Enough of maggoty food, traces of rodents, of workers engaging in sex acts with inmates, and more. The state of Michigan today terminated its contract with Aramark to feed prison inmates. Chad Livengood of the Detroit News is with us now. Chad, what is the state saying and what is Aramark saying?
Well, both sides are saying that this was a mutual agreement to cut ties, and essentially by the 9th of September, Aramark will no longer be operating food inside the state's 33 correctional facilities. But it has come with the pretense that every month of the 19 months Aramark has been in control of food under this privatization, there has been a report after report of problems within the prisons with employees being banned from contact or being on grounds, like 176 now. Aramark employees have been kicked out of prisons for all kinds of different lewd behavior and not following very strict guidelines within the prisons for operating because, you know, these are dangerous criminals who are being housed here.
And I know that there have been fines, there have been sanctions, although am I right? The state waived a March fine of $98,000, kind of quietly made that go away. And I've always wondered, why did they do that?
Well, we never really got much of an answer out of the administration on that last year when that came out. But they did quietly kind of waive a $98,000 fine that had been leveled. But then they came back 5 months later and leveled a $200,000 fine. So that one was implemented. And that's when last August they really started to try to crack down on Aramark's conduct and complaints about the quality of food, unauthorized changes in the food menu on a day-to-day basis. And then just this continued problem of these employees and also just the turnover. They found that when you pay people $12 an hour, the turnover is a lot more than it was when these were state workers feeding the inmates at something around $20 an hour. In some places, like especially in the Upper Peninsula, they gave some of the employees raises to try to boost morale and can stop this turnover. But at the end of the day, the state and Aramark say they couldn't come to an agreement over some issues about the billing and how the meals are billed for. And so they decided to part ways mutually. And now the state is hiring Trinity Services Group, which is a big prison food contractor out of Florida. They're essentially Aramark's chief competition in this industry. They're already in 44 other states. They've got a track record themselves, whether that's good or bad, we'll start finding out. But they're going to take over in September.
And how big a contract and for how long for Trinity?
They're getting a three-year deal worth $158 million. Just doing the math here, the cost of this is going up, so it's eating into the savings. The state really touted they were going to save $14 million a year, and that's essentially being cut in half by this new contract. They still can say and hang their hat that they're saving 10% versus the cost of when they did it in-house, but this has really tested the governor's patience, you could tell, because this has just been an onslaught of continuous problems to the point that literally every maggot found in a state prison is being reported, even when they're not even in the kitchen area of a state prison. There was one just in the Upper Peninsula 2 weeks ago. There was one maggot found. So there's maybe an over-reporting of everything, every type of little incident, but these things have built up. And when you've got not just maggots, but, you know, there was the case where some rats got to some cake and nibbled on it, and then the cake got fed to prisoners, or alleged they did. And then there was incidences of inmates smuggling drugs in. And then there was the one up in Kinross in the Upper Peninsula where an Aramark worker was involved in a murder-to-hire plot. So there has been just one issue after another. Just a few weeks ago, I asked the governor, what's his patience level right now of Aramark? And he kind of sidestepped the question, to say the least.
So here we have the shoe drop. Was there any attempt or any thought of rebidding and also any attempt to award this contract to a Michigan company and keep that $158 million in Michigan instead of going to a Florida company?
They worked specifically with Trinity because Trinity was the second bidder. Aramark got the contract on the low bid at the end of 2013. They started in December of that year. And so the state and its procurement processes, when they have a contract where they're going to essentially sever ties, they go back to the next bidder. They worked out a deal over this last weekend with Trinity for a contract. The problem with finding a company in the state is there's only a handful of companies nationally that do this that are having experience in it. So, and none of them are based in Michigan. They're mostly primarily in the South.
Chad Livengood with the Detroit News Lansing Bureau reporting on the fact that the state of Michigan has pulled the plug with its contract with Aramark to feed Michigan prison inmates. As always, thanks so much, Chad.
Thank you.